The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. This is Atlanta's exclusive home for Atlanta Braves baseball, bringing you the latest on the Braves all year. Now, the Fan presents the Braves Clubhouse Report.
1-1 to Olsen, and he drives one to deep center field, back at the wall, that is pulverized! Out of the ballpark!
Presented by Arrow Exterminators. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Swung on, belted! Deep right field, gone!
This is the home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Now, the Braves Clubhouse Report.
Well, a good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Braves Clubhouse Report here on your home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Kevin McAlpin alongside our buddy Mark Bowman. That's Mark Bowman. Mark Bowman, M-O-B. I think that's how we call it. Bowman with us in studio till the bottom of the hour. Chuck and Chernoff will join you there and take you the rest of the way, all the way up to the Ford Leadoff Show. We're coming your way at 6:05 Eastern tonight. Braves and Red Sox, final game of a two-game homestand. That's it. Right back on the road for the Braves after a night off tomorrow. They will take on the Mets at Citi Field. Tell you more about that and what's to come for the Braves in the coming days here in just a little while. 4-2 is your final. Braves back in the win column last night. It was win number 21 on the season. And, Bo, let's start right there because I know it was a frustrating road trip all around for this team. You lose 2 out of 3 in Seattle. You're swept out of Dodger Stadium. You get the day off to regroup. And while it wasn't a night where you put up a ton of offense, good to see the way the pitching staff, especially some guys out of that bullpen, got some really big outs for you last night.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be nights. Look, everyone's waiting to see when, you know, Ron Acuña and Matt Olson and Austin Riley get going. It's going to happen. Yeah. What you want to gain, you know, through the course of a season or nights like last night where you have that reassurance. Hey, at the bottom of the lineup, we do have a guy who there is some pop in that bat. Jared Kelenic, maybe this helps him get going. You want to say, hey, look, in the back end of your bullpen, you know, Aaron Bummer may not be one of the top 4 or 5 options, you know, in that bullpen, but at the same time, he can come in there and minimize damage like he did. Bases loaded, one out situation. Your depth is going to dictate your success, especially over the course of 6 months. Star power maybe can rise to the top there in a postseason. Depth is important there, but depth has even greater value over the course of the regular season.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw last night. Some guys stepping up. You know, Jared gets pinch hit for, and Adam Duvall comes in and makes a great catch. So, look, everyone's waiting for the big guys to get going. They will. But at the same time, what you gained last night is a reassurance that this team does have very quality depth.
It's amazing. I know Kelenic missed a few months last season, but looking back, it was 232 at-bats between home runs for Kelenic. You got to go all the way back to June the 9th of last season when he took some guy named Shohei Ohtani deep. That was his most recent home run. And then last night, Bo, he does it against Cutter Crawford, who had allowed one home run in 40-plus innings worth of work. So I'm kind of with you. Fingers crossed this gets him going in the right direction because, look, he's a guy that I think at times has shown power capability. We haven't necessarily seen it, but at the same time, he's also working on a new stance, going through some things with Kevin Seitzer. So that takes time, and that's not going to happen overnight for a young guy like this.
It does, and you do everything you want with your mechanics and that's important. But the key is, you know, finding your confidence and hitting a ball like that, you know, getting that monkey off your back, getting that first one, that helps you start to feel a little bit more comfortable. So while, you know, the physical mechanical changes are very important, you know, he needs to continue to find comfort here, which I think he has. And at the same time, you know, regain confidence. That's the big thing that, kind of laugh with Chipper being there last night, because I had just said to some woman out there in Seattle, I wish this kid could just be around Chipper. And I'm not talking about in the cage.
Right.
I just saying, like, going fishing, going hunting, somewhere, going to dinner. I just wish he could be around him and just hear, you know, how, you know, that message that Chipper's able to deliver to so many guys, the young players over the years, whether it was Adam LaRoche or Ryan Langerhans or Brian McCann, Jeff Francoeur, you know, the guys that were able to benefit from him as a teammate in the last couple of years when he was around a little bit more. You know, I just think a kid like Jared Kelenic could really benefit from Chipper. So it was kind of coincidental, ironic, whatever you want to say, that Chipper was there in the booth last night when he hit that homer.
Yeah, it was great to see last night. And, you know, one thing we noticed, I was down at the cage yesterday watching batting practice. I know you're down there all the time, too. Even when this team's going through a 2-6 stretch, you'd never know it by watching these guys, as cliche as it is. They'll be the first to tell you that every game is its own entity, right? You know, you have a tough road trip. You have a tough series in L.A. Seemingly nothing goes your way. Max Muncy has a 3-homer game. Shohei has a multi-homer game. And here you go. You come back home, and you find a way to grind out a 4-2 victory.
Yeah, I mean, it's you've lived so many baseball seasons, Kevin. I mean, you can't take 1 week like that and make too much of it, especially when, yeah, there were some ugly games, but there were – a couple pitches away from a 3-3 road trip. Remember the first game there in Seattle? They had a 1-0 lead there in the ninth, and Mentor, you know, threw one bad pitch, home run. Okay, you lost. You know, Friday night they got the bases. You know, they've got the top of the lineup there. You know, a guy on second there. What was that? The 10th inning there in L.A. You know, they don't come through there. Stuff like that's going to happen. You're going to have 50-50 games throughout the season. Good teams, bad teams. The good teams win more often than not. Look, you lost two of them. I guarantee you somewhere along the lines they're going to win four of six, you know, four of the next six or something like that. Some stretch, they'll make up for that. This team's too good. It was a bad week against some good pitching, especially there in Seattle and Glasnow. You know, Dodgers bullpen was pitching well. It's starting to fall apart here already with injuries over the last few days. So, you know, it's a journey, long journey. You're going to have weeks like that, so you don't make too much of it.
How impressed were you? I know you were in Seattle. How impressed were you seeing those guys? Because a lot of them, let's be honest, with take away Luis Castillo, a lot of those guys in that staff, whether it's in the rotation or the bullpen, they're not exactly household names that they run out there. But, man, like, historically great run that Mariners team's on right now.
No doubt. I mean, you know, that's why I don't know if you saw, there was one of the writers out there. We were in the elevator coming up after that Tuesday night game, the second game, and I just – you know, jokingly said, who's pitching tomorrow, Koufax? I mean, it just felt like everybody they were running out there, Bryce Wilson there, that Miller.
Elder. Miller, yeah.
Miller.
Yeah.
Miller there that first game. You know, he was very impressive.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, you got Luis Castillo, and, you know, you've got George Kirby, a bullpen that's pretty good. That team, well, look, the Astros are going to get going as well. I think, you know, they have bullpen issues. Texas is going to be even better once their starters start to get healthy. But the Mariners are going to be right there in the mix, and if they do get in the playoffs, which there's a good chance they will, that pitching staff could cause some fits for some teams.
You really could. I know Ronaldo Lopez does not factor in the decision last night. 5 1/3, 2 runs, 1 earned. Walked 4. That was a little uncharacteristic for Lopez. He does strike out 5 along the way. Through 6 starts, he's got a 153. Do you have that one on your bingo card?
No.
Not even going to try to lie about that.
No, I mean, it's been a good story just to see. I mean, you know, the Braves took a chance and said, you know, this guy can be a starter. And, you know, he's not only providing, you know, effective innings, he's been very durable.
Yeah.
And, you know, the schedule has been very friendly. He's gotten to pitch once every 7 or 8 days. And I remember at the end of Tim Hudson's career, it was winding down, and this, you know, this is Lopez is not at the end of his career or anything, but just the difference in pitching. I said, is this about it? He said, no, I think I'd be okay if I could pitch once every 10, 12 days. it makes a difference, the added extra rest. You know, and for a guy like Lopez, getting these innings in now is you know, in the effective and efficient manner that he is, that's great for this year. But it's even going to have a value next year when, you know, who knows who's going to be in that rotation.
Right.
So all of a sudden he's ready to take on a normal, a more normal workload next year.
Yeah, he's been a lot of fun to watch, and obviously Snit has been paying very close attention to him. And let's take you inside the clubhouse following last night's contest. We'll hear a couple of cuts from Snit, including this first one about what he thought from Ronaldo last night.
No, he's great, and just kind of, you know, lost it a little bit, which happens. But, you know, it's just I love to see him when he got in trouble. He's reaching back for 98, and, you know, it was really good. He was really good again, you know, and I think it's just probably in his learning curve getting back to being a starter and consistently, you know, going deep in games and things like that, probably that's as much as anything for him.
And so there's Brian Snitker, obviously talking about last night and what he saw from Ronaldo Lopez. Let's hear another one from him about the offense showing signs of life with that late inning rally.
It's a rough thing to get through. We're not through it yet, but we're just going to keep fighting and working, and eventually, you know, things will smooth out and get back to where we want them to be.
And, of course, that's what we've seen, Bo. For a team last year, scored a lot of runs early. This year, they've been doing a lot of their heavy lifting in late innings. We saw those two add-on runs. Those are big, taking the lead and then adding on late in the eighth inning last night.
Yeah. I mean, it is a big difference. Last year, it felt like they were scoring five runs in the first inning every few days, or, you know, get jumping on that start. It's, you know, we're going to see that at some point in time. You know, that top of the lineup is going to start clicking at the, you know, all those guys at the same time. But, yeah, it's nice to be able to take advantage of, you know, that chance to either – you know, erase a deficit late innings or add on, which they've been able to do.
They really have. One more from Snit following last night's game. Great to see Jared Kelnick finally show that power in last night's ball game. A two-run homer, his first in a Brave uniform. And here was Snit talking about that big two-run blast from his left fielder.
He's been great. I mean, he's handled everything. He, you know, he's continuing to believe in himself and work. And it was just, you know, it was good to see the power. You know, I'm sure that felt really good to him. And, you know, that's why we like him. I mean, you see what he can do and what he can bring. And, you know, we've seen it in the outfield defensively, speed on the bases and everything. So, you know, hopefully tonight's a nice stepping stone for him.
That'd be great to see, Bo, especially in the bottom of the lineup, that ninth spot. Just something about whoever they plug in there comes through.
Michael Harris, and wasn't it Robbie Grossman the 1 year?
Yeah, and Chadwick Trumps had a couple of big moments.
Yeah, over the years, that spot's come up big, and it is huge. When you think about you're either getting on base or turning the lineup over to give those guys at the top of the lineup either RBI, run scoring producing opportunities, or, you know, just additional plate appearances over the course of the game, you know, to get a little bit more consistency down there. Could be very, very beneficial for this team.
And it also helps having number 13 hit behind you. I know Ronald really hasn't gotten going like we expect him to, but you want to talk about a nice piece to have hitting behind you. How about the eighth spot in the Braves order? I'm just looking at their batting order positions. The eighth spot in the lineup, and I know Darno did a lot of that heavy lifting, hitting .303 with an .868 OPS this year. They've got four homers and 17 ribs out of the eighth spot in the lineup. Maybe it's moving up a spot in the order this year. Creeping its way a little closer.
That's right. No, that's a lot of that might be from that week Darno had, especially the one game with the three homer game. But it's you want to have depth. You know, it's great to have star power there at the top. But even, you know, when the Dodgers went through a little stretch there earlier this year, when you're not your top guys aren't going to be going all the time,
right?
And it's, you know, it highlighted how, you know, there was a big drop-off at the bottom of that lineup. I don't think you're going to necessarily see that with the Braves over the course of the year. I think this lineup is much deeper. I think it's good that Murphy's nearing a return. I'm not saying that's definitely next week. Could be within 2 weeks. But to be able to get him back in there and allow Darno to get the regular rest. But at the same time, what Chadwick Trump's done has been very, very valuable because they have been able to regularly rest Darno. But just getting Murphy's bat back in the lineup would be nice, I think that, like I said, these other guys. I thought Riley was when they left Seattle. I thought he was pretty close to being cured, and it's not too far away. It's a couple balls off of Acuna's bat last night were hit pretty hard. Olson, he just, you know, it's hit and miss with him right now. But at the same time, let's not forget it took him a little while to get rolling last year. Mm-hmm. He was hitting for power last year. The consistency wasn't there until the middle of June. But, you know, it's still very early in the season. He could have a big week or two, and the numbers might start looking really close to where they were at similar spots last year as the summer progresses.
Well, let's hope that's the case. Maybe it starts tonight. Braves will wrap up a two-game homestand, off tomorrow, back at it in New York on Friday night. Tell you more about that coming up in just a little while. On the other side, though, we're going to talk about a big night for Chris Sale. He's taking on his former team. We'll get to that, plus a whole lot more, as we continue with the Clubhouse Report coming up next right here on The Fan.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on 680 The Fan.
In real estate, it's all about the amenities. I should know. I'm an agent.
At Hyundai, all of our models offer first-class features, like Android Auto, an available Bose premium audio system, heated front and rear seats, and wireless device charging.
It's like an upscale home on wheels in here.
It's your journey. Own every mile.
Get 3.99% APR for 60 months or up to $2,000 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Offers end June 3rd. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey Braves fans, spring and warm weather are officially here, and you know what that means. Bugs, termites, mosquitoes, ants, and roaches will be out in full force. Luckily, you can trust the pros at Arrow Exterminators to keep your home pest-free inside and out. Arrow Exterminators protects homes and businesses and is the official pest control provider of Truist Park and the Atlanta Braves, so you know that you're getting the best from the best. To set up a free pest inspection, call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com. That's 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
You shouldn't need a degree in finance to choose a checking account. That's why we made Truist One Checking. No trade-offs, no compromise, no hassle. Just the stuff you want from a bank that cares. And that means no overdraft fees, lots of practical perks, and automatic upgrades. Truist One Checking. One simple choice. Visit Truist.com/one. Truist.com/one. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
The laundry room. Until we got Xfinity, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. But now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
The 2 p.m. hour is brought to you by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast's premier home exterior solution. Quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit southernexteriors.co. You're listening to the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators, exclusively on Atlanta's sports station, the home of the Braves, The Fan.
We continue on this week's edition of the Braves Clubhouse Report with you Wednesdays, 2 to 2:30 here on The Fan. Chuck and Chernoff coming your way at the bottom of the hour. We'll check in with Mr. Chernoff coming up here in just a little while. But folks, don't forget it's your chance to be a Brave for a day on Diamond Days, presented by Solomon Brothers and the Atlanta Braves. Go to 680thefan.com/diamonddays to sign up. Well, Bo, it's the final game of what's been a, I guess this is a four-city road trip, right? If you're the Braves, you're in Seattle, you go to L.A., you swing through home for, what, about 72 hours? Right back on the Delta Bird tonight up to New York, day off tomorrow, and then they'll see the Mets over the course of the weekend. But first things first, Chris Sale gets a look at his former team. And look, you've been around him a lot more than I have, but it seems like he's not the kind of guy that's going to be coming to the ballpark, oh, show these guys or whatever. But it does seem like he's provided a little bit of edge to the starting rotation first month and a half, don't you think?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I mean, you just see the way he goes about his business. I think, he's funny. He's serious and funny. He's serious about what he does. He's able to relax and talk to the guys, and he's, you know, huge baseball guy that, you know, loves the sport, loves talking about it. He's a guy's guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's easy to talk to. If you're asking what you're going to see here, he's not going to come in here and, you know, give you the Scherzer, you know, grunting and stuff like that and acting like he's going to getting ready for a UFC fight, that type of thing. But at the same time inside, there's going to be a little bit of adrenaline going tonight. This is it's a big game. He's facing some of his best friends. When they had the Super Bowl was played here a couple months ago, you know, the guys at his house were all the Red Sox guys. You know, this is a club he was spent, last, 7 years of his life or so. you know, around these guys. You know, they want some of these guys. You know, he and Cora won a World Series together. They have a strong bond. He really appreciates the support the Red Sox gave him through some rough years. It's big. It was big when Tom Glavine came back to face the Braves or Greg Maddux or, you know, some of these guys. I'm not saying that his history with the Red Sox is exactly where theirs was, but it's you're facing that former team, that team that you had a lot of longstanding, you know, relationship with. There's going to be a little extra adrenaline, and you know, I think Chris Sale can – It's all how you deal with that adrenaline.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
And if you're experienced like Chris and you pitched in big games and you closed out a World Series, you probably can use that to your advantage. So we'll see tonight.
Seventh start of the year for Chris Sale. Now, he's coming off what was his shortest outing back on May the 1st in Seattle, but it was a season high in strikeouts, 9 punchouts in 5 innings worth of work. He's 4-1 on the season. He's got a 3.44 ERA. So for anybody, Bo, and again, there's a long way to go. He still has, hopefully, you know, 22, 23 more starts, maybe even more than that. We'll see how they handle it. But for what I'm getting at is for a guy who's gotten out of the gates like this, I think anybody that may have been concerned or worried about where is he health-wise, you think some of those folks have breathing a little easier now, seeing what they've seen so far?
I think one thing a big thing we've seen this year is just the value of a healthy offseason.
Yeah.
You know, what that does for a player, where you go through and to get to a healthy offseason, you got to go back to August when he came off the injured list last year and look and look at those 7 or 8 starts, whatever. However many starts he made after coming off the injured list there without any issues. And all of a sudden you go home and you say, there's nothing I have to worry about. I can do whatever I need to do to strengthen this shoulder. But, you know, I'm not limited because of, you know, this wrist or this elbow or this side or something like that. What he did and his ability to take advantage of that healthy stretch has put him in this position where not only has he stayed healthy so far, he stayed healthy through this stretch last year too, but he just feels that much better. He's pitching that much better. It's not like in the back of your mind, it's not like, oh, what's going to go wrong next. He's been able to finish last season, prepare for this season and go through this first month in a manner that's, not only physically successful, but it just strengthens that mentality that, hey, I'm past that, and this is, we're turning the page.
This stuff has looked really sharp. I know that there was some question about what's the velocity going to look like? How's he going to hold up? And, again, I think that what we've seen, you can't ask for a whole lot more than you've gotten from him in his first 6 starts, right?
No. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, it's, you know, here's what I'd say. It's tough to get back to where he was in 17 and 8, yeah. 16, 17, 18, wherever you want to pick some of his finest years, because those are some of the greatest seasons you're going to see. That's like top 1% type seasons from pitchers. This is a guy who was constructing a Hall of Fame resume.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately, the injuries came. But to come back and say that he's right back to that level, maybe. Maybe not every start, but at the same time, you know what he's done? He's figured out a way that at this stage of his career, he may not have to strike out, you know, 14 guys at every 9 innings. You know, whatever stat you want to use, he doesn't need a 35% strikeout rate. He can, you know, upper 20s and still be successful. You know, he's found a way that the four-seamer is no longer his primary pitch. He's throwing that slider and being very effective with that and getting ground balls in timely manner and still getting some strikeouts. Like you said, he had a lot of swing and miss last start. I think it was 21 swings and misses. You know, you go back to some of those prime years, those were, I think, the highest maybe one point in time was like 26 or so, you know. And that wasn't like every game. So that was one of his better games. It's still in there. Mm-hmm. You may not see it at, you know, 80% of his starts anymore. But, hey, if you see it 40 to 50% of the starts and he's also still – you know, pitching effectively here, you know, as he can now at 34 years old, the 34-year-old version, hey, the Braves have exactly what they need in him.
And he's kind of a little bit of old school in him too, right? We always, Domino jokes about this all the time on the Ford Leadoff Show, where, you know, nowadays you're applauded when you go six good innings. He doesn't think that way. He doesn't want to be, you know, considered, all right, I'm a five and dime. I did my job. You know, that's exactly right. Domino, you hear Domino, he's not even here with us, but he's always here with us. You know, again, to go seven innings, three starts in a row.
Yeah.
He's probably not even sad. He probably wants to get further than that, don't you think?
Yeah. Did I tell you the spring training story about when he was supposed to go four or five? I forget what it was. So anyhow, he's right there at the 75 pitch mark, and he's walked a guy or two, and he can tell he may not get through this fourth inning without, you know, before he reaches his pitch count. And he took that. He was so mad. He walked a guy there just to start that fourth inning. I think it was still the fourth or fifth. Anyhow. He knew he wasn't getting through that next inning. He got that ball back from the catcher, and he took that baseball and smashed it up against the side of his head, and you would have thought you were going to see blood coming out. Anyhow, he comes out of the game, and you're still, you know, I'm looking in the dugout, and I see him go to the other end of the dugout, and he whips that door open like he was Goldberg coming out of, you know, getting ready to, and he's heading to the clubhouse, and you're like, oh, wow, this is going to be fun. So we just went down there to talk to him, and, you know, he made it clear, look, I wanted to get through that inning. You know, I had 75 pitches. I wanted to get through that fourth or that fifth, whatever it was. This is a guy who there are no limitations. You know, I don't care what's happened to me the last few years. I'm still Chris Sale. Mm-hmm. I'm still, you know, I expect the best out of myself, and the Braves are benefiting.
Well, one guy who expects the best out of himself every day is the guy sitting to my right. Hello, Matt Chernoff.
Oh, you are a king of segue.
Oh,
my goodness.
Man.
The way you can't teach that, Bo. That's just either you have it or you don't.
Yeah.
That's frozen rope kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's kiss-ass shit. Oh, sorry.
Did we get him? Bo just got very comfortable.
Wow.
Let's give it a second. Are we good?
And we're back.
Belated happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I guess that's the last time Bo's allowed to come in studio.
Yeah. How did you celebrate the Big McCalkin birthday?
Well, you know, I celebrated here working. We did the Braves-Dodgers game, went home. And you know, Melissa's like, what do you want for dinner? What do you want to eat? And I was like, I don't know, just order a pizza.
Uber Eats.
Let's have some cake. Right. And my lovely three-year-old daughter, Mia, she said, we went to the bourbon store today, Daddy. And I said, well, let's see whatever you got from the bourbon store.
So we went to the bourbon store. Or so you've got her understanding early on that Daddy likes to have a little nip or there throughout the night. Daddy's tired.
My kids have figured it out pretty quick. Yeah.
As long as you train them early. Don Draper did that with his kids, too.
Is that right?
So yeah, that turned out.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think Bo's probably did, too, right?
I just love that in the show Mad Men, Draper, they've got friends over from the neighborhood, and he's teaching his daughter how to make drinks for the neighbors. Uh-huh. Now, that's a Tom Collins, sweetie. What you're going to do there is you're going to put the cherry on. And it's like, all right, now go up to this line, go refill Mr. Johnson's drink. This girl was like eight, and he's having her do drinks. What a different time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What's coming up on the – I see Mr. West is to my left. Westy's in the building today. Hello, Westy.
The Westy legend.
Great to be here. How about Jared Kelenic? Last night's home run ends the 0-for-11 skid. It's his first homer in almost a year, mm-hmm. and the last homer he hit was off of Shohei Ohtani, who was pitching for the Angels way back on June 9th, 2023.
Look at Westy. That. Now, I will piggyback that and tell you, Westy the legend is here. Chipper Jones the legend at 4:30. Wow. So it's a lot of legends today.
Chipper coming in?
Well, no, he's going to be on the phone. He's at some country jam. He's like some music fest this weekend. Westy, you know about this?
Is it the Outlaw Music Festival?
No, I think it's the Country Jam. I think it's Aldean. I think it's Kid Rock. He was telling me he was taking the RV over there, so we'll get Chipper. And maybe he'll be half looped by then. Who knows?
yeah,
we'll have him.
Report.
Maybe he won't. Maybe you can get the, you know, FCC.
Well, he might not curse in the middle of the show like you did. And I know you're newer on here. Mr. Author, Mr. Big Timers, just dropping S-bombs everywhere, Bo. We expect more out of you.
You got nothing on me, Bo. I drop F-bombs when I go off the rails.
We still love you, Bo. So, yeah, we have that and more coming up. It's a big one.
All right. Well, listen, before Bo curses again, we're going to get out of your way. Chuck and Chernoff with Westy in the building. That's coming up next. We'll see you tonight for the Ford Leadoff Show. That's coming up at 6:05 Eastern. Domino and I will be here. Bo, always good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Chuck and Chernoff are next. We'll see you in a couple hours for the Ford Leadoff Show here on The Fan.
Thanks for listening to this week's Inside Look at the Atlanta Braves. Join us every Wednesday at 2 when we take you inside the Braves Clubhouse. It's the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators, an exclusive presentation of the Atlanta Braves and WCNN North Atlanta, a Dickey Broadcasting Station, the home of your Atlanta Braves. The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
And on that note, we cue the music.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.